Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Well, we've got a special little bonus segment today. This is not an episode of the podcast. Our next episode will be Monday with workaholic star and creator Adam Devine back for his second time on the podcast to talk about New Orleans. We were down there for 2 weeks filming the second season of his stand-up comedy show for Comedy Central, House Party. He's now down there doing Pitch Perfect. He talks about that, talks about crazy stories being at concerts and watching young kids tweak out on drugs, and also TMZ trying to set him up, getting caught. Getting his penis played with. It's a great episode. Adam's always a blast and hilarious. So enjoy that episode on Monday. But today's episode, I got to interview Marv Albert, the longtime NBA commentator. He's been commentating games for TNT and NBC for years. Of course, he got caught in that scandal where he bit a prostitute. We talk about that. I don't know how we got him. A friend of a friend knew him. He stopped by for 20 minutes, and we had a nice little sit-down interview. It was incredible. He talks about interviewing Obama and biting the prostitute and gives us some predictions about the NBA. Now, this interview happened while the Eastern Conference Finals was still going on. This was a couple weeks ago, but we wanted to drop it for you guys because it was an entertaining 20 minutes. Of course, follow Brad and I at Funny Brad and at Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter. Get our albums Pop-Tart Suicide and Hi-Ho on our websites, AdamRayTV.com and BradWilliamsComedy.com. Brad Williams is on the road right now. You can go see him. He'll be at Sidesplitters in Tennessee June 5th through the 7th. That's already happened. June 12th through the 15th, he's in Bonnaroo, and July 3rd at the Ice House. I, of course, am at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City, June 17th through the 23rd, and the La Jolla Comedy Store headlining June 27th and 28th, and then Lake Tahoe, the Improv, over 4th of July, July 2nd through the 6th. Those are the dates. Those are the Twitters. Go to the website. Shop through the Amazon banner. Click on the banner, do your shopping, throw us some coins. But for now, sit back and enjoy this special About Last Night podcast bonus segment with Marv Albert.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a no podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's About Last Night.
Hey, everybody. It's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. We've got a very special bonus segment of today's podcast. Obviously, the NBA playoffs are underway. We're in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. The Heat and the Pacers, the Spurs and the Thunder, formerly the Sonics. I hope they lose in amazingly... I hope the Thunder get their asses kicked in heartbreaking fashion. I want them to go to Game 7, and then I want them to lose so the city of Oklahoma can see what it feels like to lose. Because that's what we felt like. But times 10, because we had them fucking taken away and moved. You know what? I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to cry. So what I'm going to do is welcome my guest, longtime NBA commentator and prostitute biter, Marv Albert.
Yes, it's good to be here, Adam. Thanks for having me on your show.
Marv, thanks for being here, man. We're all big fans of you. You've been you've been in the league for what? How long?
It's over 30 years at this point. I'm becoming a bit of a dinosaur, as they say. Yes, I am. But it doesn't get old, you know.
No. You're still killing it. What's your catchphrase?
Well, I have a couple. One is in the corner for three. Yes. That's a big one. Yeah.
You're just saying what's happening, basically.
Exactly.
And then you add yes to it, and became a catchphrase.
And, you know, I like to get dirty. There's a facial is a big one. From downtown. Bang. I mean, that's actually Mike Breen's, but I stole it because I'm better.
Now, the facial and the downtown, were these also catchphrases you used when you engaged with prostitutes before you bit them? And I don't know if you want to talk about that. But I want to talk about
that. Well, at this point, it's common sense that I absolutely use those terms. You know,
common sense, you mean common knowledge?
Common knowledge. Well, yes. Common knowledge, common sense. Basically, what ended up happening was when I was with this stripper, she she was having issues with me sitting on her face, so I decided instead to just give her a facial. And that's where it came, that phrase.
That's where you came.
I came. There was a phrase involved.
Yeah.
And it was, I had to stand back from like the 3-point line, and it was from downtown. It was a downtown facial, and it was beautiful. Yes.
You know, that's incredible, because, you know, you hear a lot of these famous calls, and you're always wondering, well, what's the backstory? So little did we know that.
Yeah, not many people know that the facial was an actual facial.
Sure. Now, before we get into your analysis of these playoffs, you bit a prostitute.
Correct.
I guess, without, you know, to do my best Katie Couric interview, why?
Well, it was more of a nibble. But at the same point...
Well, that's arguable.
Well, you know, you weren't there, but at the same point, she was being a bitch. And,
sure.
You know, sometimes...
Is that consistent with most prostitutes, or are they all pretty nice?
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes you have these girls that are just fantastic, and
sure,
they do everything you want. They
right.
don't say a word.
They make you feel good.
You leave. Yes, you know, this was great. But then there's some of these
bitches. You say that
bitches.
To yourself after they leave.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I look in the mirror and say yes at least 3 times a day.
You're not just commentating basketball games. You're commentating your life.
Life.
Sure.
It's simple. You know, I ate a sandwich, and it's got lettuce, tomato, and pickles. Yes. It's incredible.
Sure.
Even when
someone find that annoying, I find it endearing.
Well, yeah. I haven't found a woman to stand me for too long, but...
Sure. Well, you're fucking biting them. That's not helping your cause.
It's a nibble, but she was overly aggressive towards my balls, and
you said ball. Now let's investigate this a little bit. You have one ball, or she just was attacking one ball, and you were like, "There's another. Don't leave him out of the equation."
I have an undescending testicle, so one of them is bigger than the other, and she went after the small guy,
yeah,
and he doesn't feel as much as the big guy.
No, you've got Muggsy Bogues and Larry Johnson.
Absolutely.
She went after Muggsy.
Yeah. Absolutely. George Marison and Muggsy Bogues here. I mean, we're talking
sure.
huge. But basically, she went after it, and I told her, don't go after it.
Yeah.
And she kept going, and then I slapped her first. Not many people know I slapped her before the bite. Yes.
Well, yeah. Now they do.
Well,
I got to be honest, that would make anybody, if you slap somebody, first of all, don't hit a woman. That's uncalled
for. Well, she's not quite a woman. It's in between, you know,
so
prostitutes.
Yeah.
There's a fine line.
I guess my next question is, do you think prostitutes are people?
I don't know. That's yes and no. You can use them as a person, but I would say that they're more geared towards, if I could have a sex doll or a prostitute, the same thing.
You would
for
me. Okay, so the amount of emotional attention you would give to a sex doll and a prostitute is about equal.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Now, when you bit her, do you go right for the bite, or is there like a move that leads into it? Like when you're having sex, normally there's a little bit of foreplay involved. Somebody will perform cunnilingus or fellatio on the respective participant. But do you do a little massage on the spot you're going to do, almost like the way before you get a tetanus shot, they kind of rub some alcohol on your shoulder and then before the shot, do you give sort of like a rub, or maybe you lick the spot you're about to chomp on, or you just go straight for the bite as if it's a fucking BLT that you just pulled out of a Jewish deli?
Well, I actually do a few push-ups before.
Sure.
To make sure my deltoids are in order.
Yeah.
And then I do, you know, did you ever see that Anchorman when he, you know, the human torch is a bank loan? I start doing my warm-ups for my announcing, and then I really, you know, I don't lick it. I don't, there's no lube. There's nothing. It's a bite. So I'm coming at you. It's like Tyson.
It's a dry bite.
It's a dry bite. If I had a blow dryer to make it even more dry, I would do it. But at this point...
You do seem like the type of guy that would do some weird shit like that
with
a blow dryer.
You know,
I feel like you say to dry the spot that you're about to fucking, you know...
Bite the
draw
shit
blood
out.
From.
Absolutely.
But I feel like a blow dryer might be another toy you use. You know, I feel like you might do something weird with the blow-up doll with the blow dryer.
Well,
like,
many people don't actually
know. Maybe you blow
know.
Up the doll with the blow dryer, and then you just leave it up inside... And you try to pull it out with your
I've actually never tried that, but I will.
Sure.
Thank you, Adam. That's an interesting idea. Well, I do is some. I said do. Sometimes people, you know, they love wet hand jobs, you know. I actually love dry hand jobs, so that's where the hair dryer comes in. I have them blow hot air as they're beating it to keep it very dry, like the Sahara. It's fantastic. I recommend it.
I don't recommend it. I'm going to go ahead and this is my show, so I'm going to have to hope that my listeners do not implement your dry hand job.
To each their own, I suppose.
I guess. Let's shift gears now to the NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs.
Yeah, Pacers, Heat, Oklahoma City Thunder, fuck you, and the San Antonio Spurs. Double fuck you. I actually hate both these teams.
Boy, you sure don't like those Thunder, do you?
No, I don't, because they were my Sonics, and now they're not. But that's besides the point. They are in the Western Conference Finals. They do have a great shot to go.
They do.
They were down 0-2. Now it's 2-1, because Serge Ibaka has come back. What do you think the Thunder, in addition to getting their all-star center back, need to do in order to take down the Spurs, who are just, you know, heavily armed with talent and well coached by a guy who looks like he is a guy who should be convicted of some sort of, like,
yeah, Popovich has some weird things going.
Yeah, I feel like he's the guy that, like, he would, like, fart in an elevator and blame it on a fat kid. You know,
it's funny that you say that.
Or hit on a pregnant woman.
At the All-Star game in 76, he did that.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're Marv Albert. You're the best of the best. You've got stats like that. You've also got freaky blow-dryer handjob fetishes. Now, who do you think in the West is going to come out on top?
Absolutely the San Antonio Spurs. I just don't think the Thunder have enough.
Yeah.
I love Kevin Durant. He is a fantastic player. Russell Westbrook is a little bit of, you know, I'm going to say he's a dick.
Sure.
Russell Westbrook is an annoying piece of shit.
Jesus.
And yeah, you tried doing an interview with him after the game. It's terrible. I'll tell you that right now. But besides the point, he is a good basketball player. However, he takes too many shots and therefore Durant can't get in the rhythm.
Right. It's all about rhythm. And as you know, I'm sure the same thing. Yeah, come on, man.
It is true.
You're pumping, you're sweating, you're grabbing.
Biting.
You're biting. Well, you're biting. Let's not throw me into the mix.
All right. Well, that's my goal, is to get you to bite.
Sure.
Maybe a nibble.
I feel like maybe there's some sort of, like, protective biting gauze that you could, like, you know, sell and market to other prostitute nibblers, if you will.
That's not a bad idea.
Sure. Have you ever thought about diving into an entrepreneurial...
Well, I did want to come up with an app where it locates prostitutes willing to get bitten.
Sure.
But there turns out there wasn't enough of a market, I was assured. I disagree, but to each their own, as I said earlier. Now, back to the playoffs. Tim Duncan.
Sure. A legend.
A legend. And, you know, I've always thought this about Tim Duncan. Although he is big fundamental, he also somehow finds a way to win games in the most crucial of moments.
Yeah.
But he also loses big games in the most crucial. Like last year, the miss, whatever, layup floater that he missed.
That's right. That was costly.
Very, very costly.
Yeah. Do you remember your call during that?
I actually wasn't calling that game, unfortunately.
But I'm sure as you're home watching, you probably mute the TV and just call games to yourselves.
It is true. It is true. Boy, you must have a camera in my apartment. I better stop biting.
Yeah, yeah. You better stop biting. You better stop blow-drying your cock.
It's terrible. But yes, I was calling it, and it was simple. You know, in the paint to big fundamental. He's got a man on his back. Wait a minute. He's fading. He's got a man. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. That was terrible. That's
sure.
What happened.
Sure.
There was nothing there. I have no call.
You've caught a lot of great games, seen a lot of great players. Do you have any memorable moment that stands out to you as maybe one of the greatest things you've seen live?
The greatest moment I've seen in a game was when Ron Artest jumped into the stands where there were fans.
Sure.
And started fighting. The malice at the palace was one of the most special moments in NBA history.
It was incredible.
Very exciting. People forget about it, but I don't know how you could. Steven Jackson clawed a man.
Yep.
Open-handed fist. There was no fist.
At any point, did you think about jumping in and assisting in the fight? Maybe finding a woman who you don't have enough time in that moment to locate, you know, her professional whereabouts to see if she is in fact a prostitute. But do you see maybe like she looks like a prostitute? Let me help out these players that I love and adore so much, and put my mouth to its second use, which is not to commentate professional sports. It's to bite sluts.
Well, there were actually, people do not know this because it was not caught on camera, but just before Jermaine O'Neal dropped that giant Mexican fella, I actually found his wife, and that's what sparked it. He thought Jermaine O'Neal bit his wife, but I actually bit his wife multiple times, drew blood, and then he tried to fight a 7-foot monster and, of course, got dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
You're going to lose that fight.
Right. Have you been in any fights yourself?
I have. One was in the third grade. I came out on top. The other...
Who did you fight in the third grade, Marv?
Billy Stetson.
Jesus.
Billy Stetson, he sounds like an asshole. He is. He's a dick. I'll tell you, he came at me for my lunch, and I was not having it.
What were you chewing on that day?
That day, it was a mixture of things. My mother always made me a turkey sandwich.
Sure.
And then on top of that, I had a special treat. It wasn't a Twinkie that day.
Fruit by the foot.
It was actually a similar thing. It was a fruit lather. Have you had that before?
The fuck did you call me?
A fruit lather.
I feel like that's something you did to these prostitutes, that after you bit them, you gave them a fruit lather.
It's an exfoliating scrub. They do have that.
Oh, God. You're not making this better.
Well, Billy Stetson.
All right. So he stole your fruit lather.
I took a right hook. He went down. I went to the principal's office. The other fight.
Please, now, before you do that, give me a play. If you were giving a play-by-play of third grade Marv beating up Billy Stetson over the fucking fruit lather.
Okay. That's what you want?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. This Marv Albert enjoying his turkey sandwich. There's a pickle. Unbelievable. It's a bread and butter pickle. Oh, Billy Stetson making his way over. It looks like he wants the fruit lather. He says he wants it. Marv is not having it. Oh, boy. A right hook by Marv Albert, the people's champ. Yes, what a play. And now Billy Stetson has a black eye. That's the best I can do for you, Adam.
Jesus, you are the best of the best, man.
I don't know.
Making me rethink my whole stance on biting.
I got to tell you this. My other fight, because I know you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
I actually got into a fight with Dennis Rodman.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the craziest man on the planet.
He really does seem like he's the craziest.
It's funny because he's not a great fighter. Most people don't know, but yeah. Dennis Rodman is kind of, you know, he's like an Asian man who's not been trained in Kung Fu.
Okay.
And there are a few of them, but the ones that don't know, it's like Rodman. We were actually in the halls after the Bulls won their sixth championship.
Right.
And I basically said to Rodman, you'd be nowhere without MJ. And, you know,
take too kindly to that.
Well, he looked at me, started dropping stats about defensive players of the year and all this bullshit. I told him I bit strippers. We got into an argument, and then he came at me. But, you know, I got in my boxing stance and gave him a jab to the belly, and that was it.
You've won countless awards. You've commentated countless playoff games. You've met some of the world's greatest athletes and businessmen. You've shaken the hands of political leaders.
I actually did an interview with the president.
With Barack Obama.
I did indeed.
And somebody told me you actually do a pretty good Barack Obama impression.
I do. Can
you give me some of the excerpts from some of that interview of you and Barack?
You want me to give you a little back and
forth? Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, it started, I said, well, hello, Mr. President. hi, Marv, how are you? And then he came back to me with, you know, a couple of questions about basketball. He said, so, Marv, tell me, what's your favorite game to call? Is it college or is it pros? And I told him, how can I decide what's better? Basketball is a sport. One is better than the other. You know, college, pros, there's no difference. The one serious question that was off camera, now I'm talking to you, Adam, but I wanted to tell you, I asked Barack about smoking weed. Many people, you know, they say, oh, he inhaled. I said, how many times have you smoked?
And
his response was simple. Well, you know, Marv, I've actually smoked a good amount of weed, over a pound in my lifetime.
Holy shit.
I know. A shit ton of weed. I was so shocked. I was wondering, you know, blunts, was it J's, you know, bongs, pipes, vaporizers. I came with everything.
Sure.
And he told me, I've pretty much done it all.
Wow.
I mean, I'll smoke a J, and then I'll light the bong, and then I'll put on a gas mask to pretend I'm in Russia.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. What would commentating Barack Obama hitting a vaporizer sound like?
Well, it would. Well, you'd get the bag blowing up. You know,
sure. So commentate,
you know,
that.
I don't know. Well, okay. Here's Barack Obama. He's flipped the switch as the vaporizer heats up. There's a little bit of Granddaddy Kush on the table, and he's going to grind it right here for Barack. Barack is grinding. Currently, what a grinder he is. Yes. He takes it out, funnels it into the vaporizer, and here we go. Oh, shit. That's some good shit right there. That's the Granddaddy Purple. And that's it. I think that would be a pretty close rendition.
That's great. That's incredible. Again, you're a legend. You've talked to some of the best in the game. You've shaken hands with some of the best in the world. But what I really want people to walk away from this remembering is that you blow dry your cock before it's jerked. Marv Albert, thank you
Thanks for having me, Adam.
For being on the About Last Night podcast. This has been a special bonus interview with the great Marv Albert. Thanks for watching.
Go Spurs. Fuck the Thunder, right? Yes. Absolutely.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.